Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 382. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today I want to tackle a big question. I think it's probably the biggest question ever when it comes to dating and relationships. And that's, are they capable of loving me? Is this person I'm dating or considering dating seriously capable of loving me? And I think you'd agree that not only is it a tough question to answer with certainty, but it's also probably like the most relevant question on your mind, considering how hard it is to answer it in today's dating climate. That's a climate where I talk about this a lot. A lot of people are just dating to date. They're dating with no reason, no why. They're swiping just to swipe. They're dating just to date. It's a climate where people say they want one thing, but they really don't mean it. It's a climate where people say they're ready to get serious, but they're really not. It's a climate where, you know, things like attachment styles, they get in the way, where people give up too easily, where the next match is just another DM or swipe away. And I know that sounds really brutal, but I think you know I'm all about optimism when it comes to dating. So don't take that as like a scathing review of dating. Or take that as like my outlook on things. Dating is always going to be a struggle, whether it's 2022 or 1922. Like, there's always going to be something that makes it a bit challenging. I mean, I would hope we all know that. Like, the most important life-changing thing that is finding your person, that's not going to come without at least a couple lessons learned, some scars, some stories. But redemption, the way we give ourselves clarity in life, the things we could do to give ourselves clarity in our dating life, that is what should give us hope as we go about that process. And we really can give ourselves a glimpse of clarity. We can simplify what we look at in our dating lives. And I think this is the most important question you could focus on. Asking yourself, as you get serious about someone, as you try to evaluate that person, truly evaluate their intentions and their potential with you. Are they capable of loving me? Are they truly, no bullshit, no excuses, capable of loving me? This is the question to ask yourself and then figure it out. And I think it deserves our attention. Amongst all the things you can look at, amongst all the red flags, the green flags, the checklists, I think answering this question will give you the clarity you need and that you deserve. Like, you deserve to date and know that someone might not be perfect. Someone might be on a slightly different page as you, but they are honest, they are intentional, and they are fully capable of loving you in the way that you deserve to be loved. So that's what I'm going to talk about briefly in this episode, how to go about answering that question. Are they capable of loving me? So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And I've talked a lot about them, obviously, in the past 2 months. I'm a big fan. And let me tell you, as a guy who has dedicated his life to practicing and spreading my love for mindfulness, one of the most powerful things I've done is get a therapist. Getting a therapist has been a means of me getting out of my own head for a minute and just talking to someone else. Just talking to someone else has been so freaking helpful, because I get just as anxious and stressed out as the next person. And having someone to simply talk to vent to have them then turn around and give me well-informed, thoughtful advice and questions in return, it's been very, very powerful. So if you're stressed out lately, I'd really encourage you to consider BetterHelp. Maybe you're stressed, maybe you're feeling anxious, maybe you're struggling to sleep lately. Like, that's a real one for me. Maybe you're overeating, undereating. Sometimes I just like won't eat because I'm so stressed out. I'll like forget to do it. If any of that is relatable for you, or you just want to talk to someone, I'd really recommend you try talking to a BetterHelp therapist. Because we're all under a lot of pressure in life. I've been talking about this a lot on the podcast lately. We're under pressure to do more and to sleep less and to grind and grind and grind. But we really do need to take time to take care of ourselves. To the tune of last episode, it's time that we try different, that we try simpler. And BetterHelp can help with that. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy platform that offers video, phone, live chat sessions with your own therapist. You don't even have to have your camera on if you don't want. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And because you're the best, because you're a listener of New Mindset Who Dis, you can get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp by visiting betterhelp.com/new mindset. I'll put it in the description, but that's betterhelp.com/new mindset. So that's it. Thank you to them for sponsoring the podcast. But now let's talk about this topic that maybe is also stressing you out. Are they capable of loving you? And I have a couple of simple points on this that I think will be really helpful. And I was thinking about this topic, so I did what I usually do, which is I fired up the old Google machine and I searched for signs someone can love you. And it looks like this is a very popular topic. There's been many, many articles, many, many lists written about the signs and the evidence. And I read through a bunch of them and they all seem like so small, so like circumstantial to me. Here's some of them I wrote down. They love you if they look at you a lot. They love you if they pay attention to you. They love you if they listen. They love you if they remember the little things. They love you if they introduce you to the important people in their lives. And I look at those things and I'm like, yeah, of course. Those are definitely good signs. You could add those up and definitely say, okay, looking pretty good here, looking positive. But if you've spent any time dating or in relationships, you know that those things specifically don't necessarily mean anything more. Like from my own dating life and my own experience and in talking with so many of you, I can rattle off story after story of people who very much checked those boxes. They texted you all the time. They were responsive. They thought you were the most beautiful creature who ever walked the earth, and they told you that. They paid attention. They paid attention to you when you spoke. They welcomed you into their friend circle. But then when it came time to have the conversation, when it came time to move things forward, when it came time to talk about the future, crickets. They weren't ready. They thought they were. They thought they wanted more, but they, sorry, I just can't do it. I think you're great. You deserve better. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you, but I know how incredibly frustrating that is. I mean, they checked all the boxes. They were doing all the little things. Everything looked good. But then when push came to shove, nope, can't do it. Sorry. And, you know, as I always say, someone who can't rise to the occasion, someone who doesn't choose you, that doesn't make them a bad person. They, you know, it could have been a situation where they very much well wanted to make it work, but something in their life, something in their mentality, it prevented them from doing that. Their past, their conditioning, whatever it is, but they weren't willing to take that next step. But regardless, there you are being like, what the fuck? How do I actually know if someone is capable of returning what I have to offer? Well, I think we need to look beyond the little things like the ones I just rattled off. Yeah, sure. Look at the little actions in the immediate, in the early stages of a relationship. Like if they don't do those things I just listed, it's probably not enough compatibility or attraction between the two of you. But we need to get serious about the big thing that we're looking at. And I thought long and hard about this, about what actually shows if someone is capable of loving you or not. And this is what I came up with. And first of all, I use the word capable here on purpose. Is someone capable of loving you? I use that word because it denotes what I think is the strongest sign, and that's that they rise to the occasion. They embrace the discomfort that a serious relationship brings to the table. Everyone is capable of, you know, reciprocating love, but it's only proven through a willingness to actually do it. Duh, right? Duh. Capable. Everyone's capable, but do they actually do it? And when it comes to relationships, we need to look at one thing specifically, and that is if that person is willing to be uncomfortable. That is what I found. Are they willing to be uncomfortable? Are they capable of being uncomfortable? Yes, of course they are. But do they actually do it? Do they embrace the discomfort? That's discomfort in being and doing better. That's discomfort in rising to meet you at your level. That's them being uncomfortable, naturally uncomfortable, and coming out of a long period of habits and mindsets from having been single. That's being uncomfortable and taking on new responsibilities and being vulnerable. That's being uncomfortable and practicing selflessness for once. Are they willing to be uncomfortable? That is what I have found is the strongest sign of whether someone is capable, truly capable of loving you or not. Are they willing to be uncomfortable? And I say this with like a lot of insight and observation. When someone is not capable of loving you, that is, they either don't want to, or they kind of do, kind of don't, or they very much do, but they don't know how and they don't try. When that happens, I have found time and time again that it's reflected in someone's willingness to be uncomfortable, whether they sit in the discomfort and try or whether they run away. That's it. That is literally it. Someone who is capable of loving you, that is, they're capable and they do it. They embrace the amazingness you bring to the table, even if it's a change for them. They're capable of being vulnerable, even if it's for the first time in a long time. They're capable of breaking out of routine and what is normal for them. Someone who is capable of doing those things and they do it. At the end of the day, zoomed out, what they're really doing is they're embracing the discomfort of change. They're embracing the discomfort of vulnerability. Zoomed out. Zoom out. Zoom away from the little things for a minute, the little signs that they love you. Because anyone can return texts, anyone can flirt, anyone can say you're beautiful, anyone can take you to Miami for 3 days, anyone can introduce you to their friends. But when things get serious, when things need to get vulnerable and transparent and honest, discomfort, sitting in discomfort is what separates the people who are right for you and the people who are not, the people who are capable of loving you and the people who are not. Are they willing to be uncomfortable in order to do better and be better? That is the question. And practically, what does this look like? Well, again, it just means that they don't back down from the things that make them uncomfortable. They don't back down from the things that challenge them or push them. It means they don't turn a conversation about feelings or reciprocity into a fight, an argument. It means they don't make excuses for why they don't want to talk about their past. It means they don't avoid questions around intention. It means they don't fumble and avoid talking about the future. Because those things are uncomfortable for anyone, really. Especially for someone who maybe was hurt in the past, for someone who has like a dismissive or avoidant attachment style, it is uncomfortable. It is a change. And it's the ultimate challenge, of course, for someone who actually isn't interested in you at all. You can see through them very clearly when they're put in uncomfortable situations. So the way that I see it, looking at someone's willingness to embrace discomfort, it's the ultimate sign of whether or not they're capable of loving you. It shows you who wants to love you, who just wants to love you, and who is actually willing to embrace the challenge of it, who's actually willing to sit in the discomfort, to look their own demons in the face, to change their habits, to change their mindsets, to change their willingness to be vulnerable, and do it. And it also certainly quite clearly shows you who is not even interested in the first place, who's just been playing a game. So that's my take, and it's simple, as always, but I hope it gives you something to consider. Zoom into the small actions and the small habits, sure, but when it comes time to get serious about what's next, about this person, about future together, ask yourself, are they willing to embrace discomfort? What evidence do you have that gives you a sign of yes or no? If you don't have any, that's okay, but it's time to introduce some. You know, have a tough conversation. Ask some challenging questions. See what they do. Not as like a test, but kind of also as a test. Like, be honest. Have an honest conversation and see how they react. It's okay for someone to be uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable in serious circumstances and in circumstances that demand vulnerability. Yes, of course. But what do they do? Do they embrace it? Do they want to do better and be better? And so they embrace it. Or do they run from it? And I'm telling you this from my perspective, right? That's the perspective of a guy who was out single for a long time, from, you know, 20 to 29 to 33, for so long, in fact, that during that period of time, anything remotely serious or vulnerable, it made me uncomfortable. And it was so much easier for me to just dip and avoid next steps, right? It was so much easier for me to do that. But someone who is willing to do the opposite, someone who is willing to embrace the discomfort, well, that's a great sign that they're capable of giving you what you deserve, because you're embracing the discomfort, right? And so you deserve someone who's willing to do that as well. So start here. Start with this question. And obviously, there's much more to relationships than just this, but I think this will give you something to follow that you deserve, to give yourself a North Star of sorts that you could look at and understand if you're investing time with someone who can't even rise to the occasion, someone who isn't willing to embrace discomfort, who isn't ready to. Give yourself the clarity of answering that question, because you deserve to create that foundation for yourself. You deserve someone who is willing to embrace discomfort. That's someone who shows with actions and words and everything that they want to become the partner for you. They want to improve themselves, challenge themselves to reciprocate what you bring to the table. And they fight for it. They don't run when it gets uncomfortable. They don't do the easiest thing, the lowest common denominator, which is avoid, which is run. And I'll just add a quick point here that obviously you deserve and should want someone who's capable of loving you. Duh. But inevitably, you're going to find someone, you're going to date people who it will become clear with them that they aren't willing to be that person for you. They aren't willing to embrace the discomfort. And when that happens, know that it's okay. It's okay. It is okay to love someone who can't love you back. It sucks. Yes. It can be devastating. Yes. It can really tear you up inside. Yes. But back to the word capable. Everyone, every human is capable of doing things, saying things, acting a certain way in life. But of course, what separates the right people for you from the wrong people for you are those who carry through, who are willing to embrace the discomfort that comes along with growth and compatibility. Those are people who are willing to try, who are willing to be hurt, who are willing to be vulnerable, all those things. And in the long term, you will encounter a lot of people who aren't willing to do that, who aren't ready, who don't have the courage or intention or willingness to try. But you can always be proud of yourself when you do try, when you try. And I hope that doesn't sound patronizing, because I really mean it. A willingness to love and to be loved is something that a lot of people simply don't have the inner strength to do, to embrace what's uncomfortable, to embrace what's uncertain, and to embrace what's not easy. To say that you have chosen the unknown, to you have chosen to be vulnerable, that's something that you should be proud of. I really mean that. And I hope doing that delivers the outcome you deserve. But if not, the one thing you'll get from it is you will continue to solidify your standard. That is, if you are willing to embrace discomfort, you deserve someone who is willing to embrace discomfort as well. If you're willing to be uncomfortable, to push yourself, to challenge your conditioning, you deserve someone who does as well. That is your standard, and no one can take that from you. And every time you're willing to do that, it solidifies the fact that you deserve someone who has the same standard as well. And until you find that person, you'll always have a source of truth to look at. And that is this question: are they willing to be uncomfortable? So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast. Maybe share it with someone who needs to hear this message right now in their life. Maybe it's timely for them. And also be sure to check out betterhelp.com/new mindset. Talking to someone, a trained, certified professional therapist, might be just what you need to have a breakthrough in your life, whether that's with how you manage the stress and anxiety you're feeling, or whether it's just to talk to someone about how you're navigating the relationships in your life. BetterHelp has someone who can be helpful for you. That's betterhelp.com/new mindset. But that is it. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.